I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. 5 years ago, people around the globe watched as Ukrainians staged a peaceful revolution. Tens of thousands took to the streets waving orange flags to protest a rigged election. Ukraine's Supreme Court ordered a revote. 2 months later, crowds packed Kiev's Independence Square to see Viktor Yushchenko sworn in as the new president.
We are really excited. We hope for the best future for us, for our children. Now maybe we celebrate the birth of democracy in our country.
This Sunday, Ukraine holds its first presidential election since the Orange Revolution. As Bridget McCarthy reports, if the last election was high drama, this one is closer to farce.
It's a cold afternoon on Kiev's Independence Square. The passionate political rallies and rock stars are gone, replaced by an ice skating rink and vendors selling T-shirts and CDs. An elderly man is peering at some graffiti that's left over from the 2004 protests. He was a Yushchenko man 5 years ago, and still is.
He's
not a very successful president.
I want Ukraine to be a country, not something in between, he says, pointing to dirty slush and ice patches on the ground. Even the communist regime didn't allow this kind of disorder. This young woman also voted for Yushchenko in the last election, but not this time around.
I don't
like anyone.
No one to vote for.
But another man says there is one good option, opposition leader Viktor Yanukovych.
Yanukovych, because Tymoshenko is a rogue.
The rest of them are all thieves, Tymoshenko and Yushchenko.
It may be hard to believe, but Viktor Yanukovych, the man who was seen by Yushchenko's supporters as trying to steal the 2004 election, is considered the front-runner in Sunday's election. His only real competition is Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, a one-time ally of Yushchenko. Yushchenko himself, the hero of the Orange Revolution, isn't even expected to make it into a runoff. That would be held in early February if no candidate wins a majority. His approval ratings are in the single digits. A big reason is corruption. One of Yushchenko's chief campaign slogans in 2004 was to send bandits to prison. Volodymyr Kulik, a political scientist at the National Academy of Sciences of Ukraine, says Yushchenko failed to deliver on this promise.
Nobody went to jail. No bandits. Actually, bandits instead went to the parliament, to the government, to all kinds of influential positions.
Yushchenko also seems to have spent more time feuding with his former Orange ally, Yulia Tymoshenko, than dealing with Ukraine's cratering economy. And then there's his foreign policy. President Yushchenko lobbied hard for Ukraine's membership in the European Union and NATO. He didn't succeed, but he did manage to enrage Moscow. Virtually all of the other presidential candidates have vowed to repair relations with Russia.
And unfortunately, Ukrainian politicians doesn't see how Russia has contributed to deterioration of relations.
Political scientist Volodymyr Kulik.
They are fast at blaming their own president rather than Russian president, Russian prime minister. They don't consider that Russia has spoiled the relations. That's telling much about Ukrainian political culture and Ukrainian post-colonial mentality.
But it still doesn't explain how Viktor Yanukovych, for some the villain of the 2004 election, is leading in the polls today. Reporter Sergei Leshenko of the online news site Ukrainska Pravda says Yanukovych has undergone a successful makeover since 2004, thanks to his team of American advisors.
Компанія Пола Манафорта.
It's led by Paul Manafort, a prominent Republican consultant who worked on the presidential campaigns of George W. Bush and Ronald Reagan.
Тому це як не секрет в Україні.
So it's not a secret in Ukraine because he's been working with Yanukovych for over 3 years.
And he's constructed an image of Yanukovych as a calm, dependable defender of the little guy. The famously inarticulate former electrician gives few campaign speeches and is carefully scripted. His main message has been to promise to make life better for ordinary Ukrainians by raising pensions and wages. He's likely to face Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko in a runoff next month. She, too, has reinvented herself. With her trademark crown of braids, she portrays herself as the take-charge prime minister who works while the men squabble. In fact, she's been called the only man among men in Ukrainian politics. And she makes much of the fact that she successfully negotiated an end to last year's gas standoff with Vladimir Putin. Political analyst Volodymyr Kulik says Russia's leaders deliberately chose to negotiate with Tymoshenko, not only to signal their support for her in the presidential elections, but to humiliate President Yushchenko.
And I believe psychological element is very important in this regard. So both Putin and Medvedev, I believe, really hate Yushchenko because he was the one who clearly challenged them.
This time around, Russia has much less to fear, especially on sensitive foreign policy issues. But Moscow is not likely to get everything it wants from Ukraine either. Reporter Sergei Leshenko says the primary concern of Ukrainian politicians is serving the interests of the powerful business tycoons who back them. And Ukraine's oligarchs have no intention of becoming subservient to Russia. There's one small bright spot in all this, sort of. Ukrainian voters are much less bitterly divided than they were during the Orange Revolution. Political analyst Volodymyr Kulik.
But the country, by the very fact that it is frustrated, it is tired, it is distrustful, it is united in all this.
And it's waiting for a political leader who works for ordinary Ukrainians, not just for the rich and powerful. For The World, I'm Bridget McCarthy in Kyiv, Ukraine.